other catch-up work to do. Some of you were instructed to review the movie again. And so where are you? Catch me up with either from last class or from previous classes, from the feedback I've given you. Where are you? You know, are you... Because I'm ready to move. I got some more stuff coming at you in terms of inside job. But I want to first answer your questions, make sure you're clear about where you are up to now. All right? So what inside job, excuse me, what TEC work have you been doing since last class? I'll put it like that. Whether it's review work or new work.
Well, we were supposed to look up Enron. The Enron scandal, so I did that, and we were supposed to know the major players that were in causing the economic crisis, and we were supposed to review the last week left.
All right. And you did that, I take it?
Yes.
All right. Nima and Sakila checking in. Come on, folks. I won't have to call on your names. Come on, report.
Okay, so I watch side jobs in the town, and I was going over the Glass-Steagall Act in Investopedia, and for the major firms inside jobs.
All right. Great. Thank you for checking in, Kanata. Let's go.
I was supposed to watch Inside Job again and know the section breakdown as to part one was what, part two, three, four, and five.
All right. You got it? You locked it down? You know the parts?
Yes, they're my notes.
All right. Great. Okay. Abdullah.
I thought you said for us to read over the Glass-Steagall Act, and do we have an essay to do on that or something?
I don't know, son. I don't know. I'm just going with what you know. All right. Everybody's reported what they knew and what they did. And so I assume since you reported on the Glass-Steagall Act, that's what you did. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Great. So everybody did the Glass-Steagall thing, I assume. Would you tell me and this is in the text chat, this is as fast as you can, and how fast you do it counts in terms of credit. Who was Glass and who was Steagall? Names. Names. Full names. Full names. Who, next question. Who was the senator? Who was the representative? Actually, they weren't both members of Congress. One was a member of the Senate.
I thought Glass was a Treasury Secretary.
Check it out. You're close. What you got to do is be, you know, focus specifically. All right. The Glass-Steagall Act was enacted what year?
1953.
1915, bam, wrong.
1933.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're right on it then. You got it. You win the money. 1933. Articulate very clearly. All right. Okay. I'm going to call on a couple of people. Safia, why was the Glass-Steagall Act enacted? And what was it enacted to do? Come to the mic. Talk. One thousand.
The Glass-Steagall Act was put in place
I can't recall. Mm-hmm. All right. Just type it in the text chat. I can't recall why the Glass-Steagall Act was enacted. All right. Just that whole sentence. Thank you very much. All right. Kanata, why was the Glass-Steagall Act enacted?
I don't know.
Woo. Type in the text chat. I don't know why the Glass-Steagall Act was enacted. Sakili, why was the Glass-Steagall Act enacted?
Because the commercial banks were being accused of being too speculative, and they were taking really big risks for hoping that they would get a big reward for it.
Uh-huh. They were being accused of that. Was that, were those accusations true?
Were you asking whether I thought the accusations were true or whether or not they were true?
What does the facts say? Were the accusations true?
Yes.
All right. So it's not only they were being accused. By 1933, it was already clear. It's like saying J.P. Morgan Chase was accused. Okay. You're right. All right. Kanata, I'm sorry, son. If you don't understand the question, it's your job to ask for clarity. Type in the text chat what I said. I don't know why the Glass-Steagall Act was enacted. All right. You get, you know, next. Anybody else want to add to what Sakili said about why the Glass-Steagall Act was enacted? Who was the Glass-Steagall Act designed to protect? Anybody?
People that were putting their money into banks.
Okay. Of the two, Glass and Steagall, which was in charge of the House Committee? Some House Committee on Banking. Which one? Was it Glass or Steagall?
Steagall.
And Steagall then said he would only co-sponsor the bill if something was put in place. What was that something? What was that condition? What was that condition?
Banks could deposit insurance.
The banks could deposit insurance? Not quite. You're warm, but you're not quite on the money. It's a key piece. Steagall says, all right, go
whether,
for it.
Whether insurance companies and investment companies
merge? Nope. Nope. You're getting colder. That came later. All right, a related question that may give you the answer, and it's a hint. Very good, Sakili. Very good. Bank deposit insurance. Now, that's what I think Abdullah was talking about, but I have to see whether you know what you're talking about. What is bank deposit insurance?
Well,
Sakili?
I don't know what Big Cross is. Oh, I have a guess. Is bank deposit insurance, like having insurance that when you put a deposit in the bank, is saying that the bank won't do anything risky with your investment?
Nah. Got the words right. The meaning, you miss it. You and Abdullah had the words right, or sort of. The meaning is missed. I had you type in the text chat. I'll have you type again. FDIC. What is that? FDIC. That's what he required. That's what Stiegel required. What is FDIC? Type in the text chat, everybody. Come on now. What is it? What did I say it stood for?
Federal Deposit Insurance.
Corporate Federal Deposit Insurance. Something. What's that C stand for?
Corporation.
Good guess. Now, Stiegel said we want to insure the deposits of citizens who deposit money in banks. So it's not that insurance company could deposit insurance. It's that the federal government would insure deposits up to $100,000. So if you put your money in your bank and the bank makes bad business decisions and goes bankrupt, your money up to $100,000 is protected by FDIC. That's what Stiegel said he had to have in place in order to go along with the program of the of what became the Glass-Steagall Act. Does everybody understand that? You got any questions about it? Now give me a Y if you understand it. I don't want no silence. You know, if you got a question, put a question mark or just come on and say it. Now, the reason it's critical is because you want to understand why for 40 years from, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, count them up, 33, 43, 53, 63, 73, 83, 93, okay, 2003. So for 70 years, you had no major crisis, economic crisis. The last major economic crisis like this was in the 20s, okay. And the reason is because you had regulations. You need to understand those regulations. And part of the regulations was the Glass-Steagall Act. And in order to get that, you also had to have federal deposit insurance so the depositors would be protected so that you put your money in the bank or your parents put your money in the bank in a savings account and you can go get it. You expect to go get it. If you don't understand what was there, then you don't really understand deregulation and then understand how that contributed to the crisis. So, a little bit more on Glass-Steagall. Under Glass-Steagall, what percentage of a bank's income could come from investments?
10%.
Very good, Abdullah. 10%. 10%. Everybody type it in the text chat because everybody's supposed to be on it. Thank you, Nima, for jumping in. I like people guessing, jumping in, doing the best you can rather than sitting back, laying back, being safe. You know, you don't get no rewards for being safe. You know, here, you know, you get rewards for participating, jumping in, trying it, and doing it early. All right. Now, when did the when was the Glass-Steagall Act amended or added to? What year? And what was the addition? Safi.
Oh, okay.
You said when was the Glass-Steagall Act enacted? It was enacted in 1933.
Would you y'all tell ask her what repeat what I asked?
When was it amended and what was added to it?
You got the question, Savia?
No.
You didn't hear Abdullah?
No.
When was the Glass-Steagall Act amended, and what was added to it?
I think it was in, amended in 1946.
And what was the addition?
User joined your channel.
They made it so that they limited the number of people who could take out insurance on a house.
Do you agree with that, Abdullah? So, Abdullah, you say when and what?
It was in 1956, and it was to prevent the financial banks from gaining too much power.
How?
What?
All of them were designed to do that, gain too much power. Nima. How?
User in your channel timed out.
Okay. Was that when they they passed the law about the investment banks and insurance banks merging?
They didn't call it merging. It wasn't a preventing of a merger, but you're in the right. You're in the ballpark. You're very, very, very warm.
It's like a barrier between investments and insurance or something like that.
You're close, you're warm. Sakili?
It was so that banks couldn't underwrite insurance, and it was the Bank Holding Company Act.
All right. Abdul, you're almost right. It wasn't the barrier between investors and insurance. It was a barrier between bankers and insurance. Sakili was on the money. Okay. Nima, you were warm in the sense there was that same law is what the law that travelers broke, but it was not necessarily anticipating a merger. It was even a bank couldn't be into the insurance business. You see what I'm saying? So you were real, real, real warm. All right. Now, the importance of knowing that act and that amendment to the Glass-Steagall Act, because that is the very act that was violated by Citigroup when they merged with Travelers. Okay? Which, now let's fast forward. Since if it was against the law, then how could Citigroup merge with Travelers if it was against the law? Yes, that was after the fact. That was a year after they had emerged. What allowed them to merge, even though it was against the law?
The Federal Reserve gave them an exception in the when they convicted of
merging. Booyah! You're absolutely right. The Federal Reserve, some of you asked the question, what is the role of the Federal Reserve in this crisis? So the Federal Reserve gave them an exemption. The Federal Reserve says, bump the Glass-Steagall Act. We're going to say you are exempt from it. Okay? And then banks and others in the financial industry spent millions of dollars to get a law passed. And that law effectively revoked the Glass-Steagall Act. What was that law?
Graham-Leach-Bliley Act.
Very good, Kanata. It was a Graham-Leach-Bliley Act. And under the word of modernization, Be really careful about, oh, this is, that was old way back then, 70 years ago. Now, this is modern times. Okay? So, what was the argument that we didn't, that supported their contention that the citizens of the country didn't need the protections of the Glass-Steagall Act anymore? Why did they say we didn't need those protections? We covered this last time in class, or we got to the under that same article in Investopedia, where they were making claims. Some of you agreed with their claims. I asked you to read it. Check it out.
Some people were arguing that if they allow banks to diversify, like with the insurance, then there would be more ways to make banks safer, but since the Glass-Steagall Act didn't let them do that, then it would actually just keep them being risky.
Booyah! You win the prize. You own the money. That's what they argued. Do you agree with them? Any of you, everybody. And do you understand what Sakili said? Just want to make sure that you're sticking with it. So, since you everybody understand, you don't agree. Safia, you in the class?
Yes, I am.
I don't see whether you agree or disagree. And why did I have to call your name in order for you to type that in?
Because I was under the impression that I already typed it in. When I went back to the thing, it didn't go in. I didn't press enter. So I had to press it again.
Uh-huh. So since you don't agree, why don't you agree?
Because I feel like it's inaccurate.
I don't understand you. Defend your position. You say, no, diversification won't provide the safety. And the second part of the claim was that Glass-Steagall was actually making things riskier. You say you don't agree. Why don't you agree? What do you use to back up?
Because I don't feel like the diversity was an issue. That wasn't the original problem. And Glass-Steagall was a form of regulating some of the issues, so no, it wasn't making anything risky.
The first part of what you said, well, they said that because they couldn't, what was their argument, Safia, that Sakili was saying? What was the basis of their argument that it did make it riskier, Glass-Steagall made it riskier?
What do you mean? You just said that.
But explain that, please. Explain what they meant by that. Your understanding of what they meant by Glass-Steagall made it riskier.
Well, my understanding of it is the Glass-Steagall Act was making it riskier because they were diversifying it.
I don't understand. Because they were diversifying it, therefore Glass-Steagall made it riskier?
Yes.
Give me an example. I don't understand what you mean.
Give me an example of what?
That is, I don't understand what you mean. They made a claim that Glass-Steagall was making it riskier. And you said that's because they were, that is, the banks were diversifying. And that's why Glass-Steagall made it riskier?
I mean, you just said that they were diversifying, right?
It doesn't matter what I said. I'm dealing with what your understanding is and what your belief is based on your study and your reading and your reasoning. They made two claims that Sekili said. One, they were diversifying. Glass-Steagall stopped them from diversifying. Diversification, they claimed, made it safer. How come? And they also said Enron made them, in the aftermath of Enron, it made it safer. How did they claim, or what do you think they were meaning by saying diversification and Enron made it safer for people who would put money in the banks and in the financial system? Hello? If you need a lifeline, call on somebody.
Oh, I didn't know. You were talking to me?
Yes, I've been talking to you the whole time.
I know, because your phone rang, so I didn't know you were saying hello to me. I don't know how to answer your question. I'm not clear.
What is the question?
I'm not clear on your question.
What is the question that I asked you? What do you what part of it do you understand?
I don't understand the question at all.
You don't understand no part of the question that I'm asking you?
I don't understand the question and what you said.
What part of the question do you understand?
I don't understand it at all.
I see. All right. Then ask for a lifeline.
Okay, I ask for a lifeline.
From somebody. You got to ask. You know how to do this. You're oldest in the school. Call on a person and says, will you give me a lifeline?
Abdullah, will you give me a lifeline?
Okay, so, broadcaster, could you repeat the question?
Yes. The initial question, you also said you don't agree. So we can start there. You don't agree that with their claims, as articulated by Sekili and repeated by me, and that is the claims that diversification provided protection for the bank, for the customers of the banks and the investors, and that Glass-Steagall prevented diversification and therefore made the markets more risky. You said you don't agree with that. Why don't you agree with that?
Because basically we have facts to back it up as far as
what facts do you have?
Because for 70 years, there was no major problems with the Glass-Steagall Act being implicated, and all of a sudden they take it off, and we have things like the financial crisis of 2008, you know, going on. So,
okay, well, if you're going to point to what we have as we have, then you got to deal with some specifics of the 2008 crisis. Go ahead.
It was caused by banks making risky loans or investments and with other people's money, which was which was against the law when the Glass-Steagall Act was implemented.
All right, let me give you a hint, all of you. If someone says, and you're on the right track, Abdullah, I just want you to be able to answer specifically. And pay attention also, Safiya. So if diversification is the issue, is they say it's safer, you say it's not, then you got to be specific about what diversification is or means. That's the first place you go. So what are some examples of diversification that they were clamoring for, that they said the Glass-Steagall prevented them from, that you have evidence to believe has not resulted in that? What were examples of diversification?
I'm sorry, I just diversification
No. Abdullah, I'm not asking what it was supposed to do. I'm asking for examples of diversification.
I don't have any.
In the 2008? Okay, you got examples. Anybody got examples of the diversification that they were talking about?
Is it like when they invested in CODs?
Very good, Nima, and very good, Abdullah. Those are the examples. You got, that's one. That is, this is the diversification that they were, y'all, this is hindsight. This is easy. Okay? They said diversification, and what do they mean by that? This is where you can't get thrown around with just general words or general definitions of what is diversification. What were they talking about? They were talking about that they would be allowed to create CDOs, derivatives, merge with insurance companies, all the things they did were the things that they were talking about were diversification. And if you know those, you can say, this was this example of diversification, that didn't work out. This was example of diversification, that didn't work out. This was example of diversification, that one that worked out. That's how you say, you back up, I disagree. Are y'all with me? Yes, hit the text, yes or no or question. Okay. So no general stuff. So again, the strategy. Somebody says diversification was good. You say diversification is bad. The key word in there is diversification. You got to define it. Come up with examples. Use those same words to be able to show no. In this case, you got hindsight, so you're not even debating something as if you're debating whether or not the Glass-Steagall Act will be repealed, and you're not projecting. You got hindsight to show that these acts, 1, 2, 3, or more of diversification, actually contributed to or caused the economic crisis. So I said you were going in the right direction, Abdullah, but you can't be general with that, okay? And I expect you to be able to attack a word like diversification or whatever it is they're saying was the good thing or would provide the protection. Okay? And it didn't. The other thing that they said would provide protection was the transparency born of the Enron scandal. What's the Enron scandal and what's transparency? Anybody?
I don't know what the Enron scandal is, but is transparency basically like letting everybody know what you're doing? Like,
very good. Yes. In this case, there will be transparency in that in the industry. That's what they were claiming. Because of Enron, there would be transparency. What was Enron?
I know they were a large company. I forget exactly what it was.
What had Enron energy play supposed to be a gas and energy thing?
Absolutely. They were an energy company. All right. What about the Enron company such that people would could say post-Enron transparency? What about Enron, the Enron company, the scandal, so that someone would argue that because of that, there is transparency, and that transparency is a protection for the consumer that Glass-Steagall was provided, that now could be provided by post-Enron transparency. And Abdullah, you're right. Transparency was just what you said. So what about the Enron scandal? Would they argue would provide the basis for that safety?
Well, Enron was a scandal where people were saying, where they were taking their customers' money for themselves after they invested in them. So I guess they were able to hide that, and they're saying that the Glass-Steagall Act is allowing.
No, it's all real.
Nope. Well, what they're saying about Glass-Steagall is just bogus anyway, but it's not enough just to know that. You got to know how to knock it down, you know. In this case, this was beyond Glass-Steagall. What they were saying is this. Glass-Steagall provided protection. Let's get rid of Glass-Steagall because protection can be better provided by diversification and the post-Enron transparency. So those two things will provide better protection than than Glass-Steagall. That's why they put Enron in that. Okay, you with that, Sakili? You understand?
Yes.
So they weren't saying that Glass-Steagall was allowing Enron. Okay, they were just saying the post Enron transparency. All right. Enron was an American energy company based in Houston, Texas. Okay, the largest auditing accounting company in the country was called Arthur Andersen, and they were cooking the books. Okay. You understand what I mean by cooking the books? Poor financial reporting. They were able to hide billions in debt from failed deals and projects. The chief financial officer, Andrew Fastow, and other executives not only misled Enron's board of directors and audit committee on high-risk accounting practices, they pressured Andersen to ignore the issues. Shareholders lost $11 billion when Enron's stock price, which hit a high of $90 per share in the mid-2000s, so 2004, 2005, plummeted to less than $1 by the end of November 2001. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, called the SEC, began investigation, and rival Houston competitor Dow Energy offered to purchase the company at a fire sale price. The deal fell through. Enron filed for bankruptcy under Chapter 11. Enron's $63.4 billion in assets made it the largest corporate bankruptcy in history, until WorldCom's bankruptcy the following year. Many executives at Enron were indicted for a variety of charges and were later sentenced to prison. Enron's auditor, Arthur Andersen, was found guilty in a United States District Court. But by the time the ruling was overturned at the U.S. Supreme Court, the firm had lost the majority of its customers and had shut down. Employees and shareholders received limited returns in lawsuits despite losing billions in pensions and stock prices. As a consequence of the scandal, new regulations and legislation were enacted to expand the accuracy of financial reporting for public companies. One piece of legislation, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, expanded repercussions for destroying, altering, or fabricating records in federal investigations or for attempting to defraud shareholders. The act also increased the accountability of auditing firms to remain unbiased and independent in their claims. I'm reading directly from Wikipedia, y'all. That's not any deep research. That's just straight out. So you had an Enron scandal, and as a result of the Enron scandal, folks said, you got to do better. You got to report. You can't shred documents. You got to whatever. So what they were arguing was, because you can put these two things together, diversification, and you can put the new regulations or transparency because of Enron, basically saying that companies wouldn't dare try to do that now. They wouldn't dare try to hide money given Enron's scandal and the new laws. Is that true? No. No. They still tried to hit it. That's what all of Inside Job is about. Okay? So, their argument, the core of the argument was protection. Glass-Steagall was protection. They said, no, you can investors and bank customers can be protected this way by allowing us to invest in a lot of different things so that we won't lose money and won't go under, and the transparency that we're going to voluntarily follow because we don't want to be caught like Enron. And neither one of those were true. Okay? You're expected to know how to knock it down. Everybody with me on that?
Yes.
All right, so now, what is deregulation? We're shifting, okay, because the Graham Leach Bliley was an act of deregulation. Last class, you watched David K. What's his last name? Economist, a white economist, David K. What's his last name? Anybody?
Johnston.
Very good. Johnston. Type it in the text chat. David K. Johnston. His book that I suggested for summer reading for you is what? What's the name of his book? Very good, Sakili. Free Lunch. Okay. In that, we gave another example of deregulation that wasn't having to do with Glass-Steagall or Phil Graham, but it was another example of deregulation. Abdullah, what was that example of deregulation we used Abdullah's special to demonstrate that? What do you recall, sir?
Was it the oil tank, the oil tanker?
Woo, nope. Ask for a lifeline, sir. Call on anybody you want. I didn't hear that.
You said for me to call somebody?
You need a lifeline, son. That answer you gave was whack, particularly given that we used your mythical computer company to make the point.
Oh, that, I thought, I kept getting that mixed up with the iPad example. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, what? I still haven't heard the details of the example, if you remember it now. It was an example of deregulation.
Deregulation. Yeah, okay. An example of me selling computers at a price, like, of $400, and I had to pay tax on that, and you're saying that the large store chains have exempt from that, so they can sell these.